Now, one of the issues here are the numbers, so to speak, which a lot of people pull off Peter Rabdin's Adjuvant Online website. Did you discuss specific numbers with her?
I like to do that, and I like Peter's program, adjuvantonline.com, because I think it does help to give in sort of strong numerical terms a real sense of what the benefits are. Many patients imagine that if they get chemo, they're going to live forever, and if they don't get chemo, they'll die from their disease. And of course, it's not a simple relationship like that. Chemotherapy lowers the risk of recurrence by something on the order of 25 or 30% on average in ER-positive breast cancer.
And that's a relative reduction.
And that's a relative reduction. So in a woman who has a smaller tumor, the absolute gains are even smaller.
And just to clarify, relative meaning what fraction of the recurrences, you know, roughly are avoided. So again, looking at this group of patients in total, without trying to break it down in terms of Oncotype or other tests, 1.3 centimeter, ER positive, node negative, what numbers overall would you provide in terms of risk of relapse without any intervention with hormonal therapy and then with hormonal therapy with chemo?
I would guess something on the order of a 15% chance of recurrence with endocrine therapy alone. That chemotherapy on average would be expected to lower that to something like 10 to 12%.
And the baseline risk of recurrence without the hormone therapy?
Without hormone therapy, frankly, that would be such an old experience that we don't really focus on that. I mean, I think all these women need hormone therapy. You know, Peter's model on Adjuvant Online would allow you to calculate that, and I would guess it would be something on the order of 20 to 25%.
So this woman would have started out with an overall risk of recurrence without any kind of therapy of in the 20s?
20%. Endocrine therapy lowers that by 30 to 40%, so now you're talking 14, 15%. Chemotherapy on average would push it down a little further, down to, you know, 10, 12%.
And, you know, we know that a lot of women with those kinds of numbers would be interested in chemotherapy.
Absolutely, and a lot of oncologists would be willing to give it, and that would make sense.
Right.